This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And today I'm here talking with Ben McKechin, who's the editor of Empire magazine. How are you going, Ben?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, today we're going to be talking about bad teacher. And before we get into it, I've noticed that there's many films about inspiring teachers.
Sure.
It's a staple of the genre, I guess. To Sir with Love, Freedom Writers, Mr. Holland's Opus, and even School of Rock in some ways.
That's right.
But Cameron Diaz's new film, Bad Teacher, flips the genre on its head. So can you tell us what the film's about?
In two words, Bad Teacher. There you go. It's spelled out in the title, Bad Teacher.
Okay, a little bit more detail, please.
Okay, sure. Cameron Diaz is playing a school teacher, and she's bad. And by bad is pretty much anything you could think of that a teacher shouldn't do is what she does. So everything from falling asleep in class to smoking weed in the toilets to just putting on a video in class and she falls asleep at her desk to... They have a school car wash, and she takes the money from that and puts it in a big jar where she's collecting money because she wants to get her breasts enlarged. That's pretty much the only reason she is a teacher, is because she's trying to earn money to do that.
So did you like the film?
Not so much. You're watching this character go through this school year as she tries to get money for her breast job. That's kind of it. A couple of other characters come in. There's a rival school teacher. There's a new school teacher on the block played by Justin Timberlake, Cameron Diaz's former boyfriend. And she's trying to land him and thinks he's got money, all this sort of stuff. And Jason Segel, who I think is still best known for How I Met Your Mother, playing the character of Marshall on there. He's in this as a gym teacher who shows some interest in Cameron Diaz's character as well. So all of these people are revolving around Cameron Diaz as his bad teacher. She really throws herself in. But as a film with that title, I think... what it doesn't do, and I'm not trying to advocate that they should go to extremes all the time, but it is a film that sets itself up to do that. And there's almost a sense of disappointment that they don't. And maybe it's a sad sign of the times that a lot of the things she gets up to on screen we've seen before, and it's not as outrageous as what the film thinks.
And are we meant to like her character? Does she have any redeeming features apart from her wish to look more attractive, let's say?
No. I don't think we are meant to like her, and no, she doesn't really have any redeeming characteristics. And on one hand, you could almost applaud a film for going out so strong and hard and putting in its lead character who's so deliberately unlikable. And again, as the title would suggest, it's you're watching a bad teacher. If you don't want to watch a bad teacher, don't go and watch this film. Mm. There was a movie a couple of years ago called Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's got a similar sort of vibe.
Yeah,
to it.
But they went to the next degree of, this is about Billy Bob Thornton as this drunken Santa in a supermarket, and he's just deplorable the whole way through the film. But you're watching a car wreck of this guy. Like, he's ridiculous. Ridiculous, but he stays that way the whole time. He's just deliberately grotesque. But there's something almost, you can't look away from this guy. Bad teacher, it's very easy to look away. So as much as Cameron Diaz's character isn't likable, isn't redeemable, unlike the bad Santa character, for me at least, it wasn't as fascinating enough to watch someone's destruction as what I actually thought it might be.
So you're saying that both bad Santa and bad teacher, there's no redemption or there's no kind of like saving them from themselves effectively?
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. It's a strange journey you're taking on both of these films, and I think often audiences, when they go into a film, they either want to see someone, like if they're on the road to destruction, actually I think a lot of people do want to see that happen. Like if you're so unrelenting and unrepentant about it, then you've signed your own death notice. You might as well go head that way. People like to watch it. I think that's what happened with Bad Santa. But Bad Teacher almost suggests it's going to have some sort of redemptive quality to it, and not to give too much away, but for my money, it didn't. And I think that's been a reason why the film hasn't done that well at cinemas, is because it's a movie that doesn't really know what it is and doesn't really know where it's going with this character. So it just gets a bit dull.
So there's a failure to provide a redemptive kind of climax in some ways.
Yeah, very much so. And look, even the Jason Segel's character, the guy who's interested in Cameron Diaz, her as the bad teacher, he's interested in her because she's Cameron Diaz, because she looks pretty, and because he wants a certain physical intimacy with her, let's say.
Nicely put.
Thank you very much. A little bit nicer than what they say in the film. So this is a guy who he does see her flaws, and he does like her even in spite of those flaws, and sees exactly the kind of gold digger and manipulator she is. He still likes her. So on some level, you might be able to sort of stand up and applaud a guy for liking someone, flaws and all. But really, why he does is because he wants a certain thing from her, and that's it. And they relate a bit more, and they get to know each other across the film. But really, largely, it's a superficial relationship that he's after as well.
So Ben, why for you was the film dissatisfying?
Primarily the reason most viewers want to watch a bad character is because it really tests your own worldview in relation to their behaviour and what you would do in a similar situation. This film, I think, is unsatisfying because it doesn't force you to do that. It doesn't really compel a response. It's actually meant to be funny. It's meant to be quite a dark comedy drama thing. But really, it just doesn't force you to react to it. And I think that's the main issue with Bad Teacher.
Great, Ben. Thanks very much for speaking with us about the film.
No problem.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.